It's been a long drawn out affair. We all expected that the election would be called probably by now, in fact, but we're into the situation where they're talking about the 29th of November as being the most likely date. But there's still no announcement, there's still no clarity on that. And we're all keeping ourselves ready until then. I guess most election candidates have been selected at this stage and they have their posters and have their election materials ready and are waiting to get out on the doorsteps to meet people and talk to them about the primary issues of this election. Housing, the health services, issues with rural transport, issues with, I suppose, trying to manage the cost of living crisis that so many people are going through are at the forefront of everyone's mind. And we're facing into an election now at a difficult time of the year as well, in fact, because it'll be getting darker evenings and wetter weather and harder to get out there and communicate with people.
Obviously, Deputy, you'll be going forward again as one of the Sinn Féin candidates in the Sligo Leitrim constituency. How inconvenient is it for the candidates that are just sitting waiting for the green light to come?
Well, look, I mean, you can't go out until the election is called, because it would be inappropriate to do so. But there's a lot of people at the moment still, I suppose, doing soft canvas, going around meeting people, doing that sort of work and preparing for the election. Those of us that are elected already, of course, still have all our work and stall to do and are very busy at that. So it is inconvenient, certainly, and everyone would like to have it, I suppose, officially announced and get it going and get some clarity around the issues and get moving. Of course, elections are always competitive. We're aware of that. Myself and Chris McManus are running this constituency, and we're certainly hoping to be able to take two seats if that's at all possible. But we're aware that other parties and other independents and everyone else will also be fighting in the field. And, the issues are the same for everybody. The issues are about trying to deliver, and particularly in our health system, which has been under huge stress at the moment, and the whole issue with housing, the cost of rent, all of those things, cost of living crisis, they're the things that are at the forefront of people's mind. And about creating, I suppose, a different opportunity for people to be able to manage and to try and ensure that we can bring about the change that people require. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been in government for over 100 years, one iteration of them or the other, and we certainly feel that it's time that changed and that something else was given a chance, or to try and prove that there is a better way forward, for to try and get Ireland back on track and ensure that we can make a difference to everyone.